An extract from Sacred Country by Rose Tremaine. On the day of the final, England versus West Germany, I was due for one of my treatments. But I didn't want to go. Because after a treatment, you wake and feel nothing. No anger, no joy, no longing, no sadness. All the love you had for anything has gone. I went into one of the greenhouses and hid. I felt afraid for England and for Bobby Moore and his smile. My mother was a person who dreamed of glory, and she passed those dreams to me. They came and found me in the greenhouse. They were understanding. They said I could have my treatment another day. Now we're into extra time. The score is 2-2. Extra time is a different quality of time, hung with doom as if the whole world were about to end. There is suffering in the room. An old man who used to be a postman says, "They're finished. Look at them." But I can see that Bobby is still urging them on. He shouts at them. His face is streaming with sweat. His socks are down, but he still wants them to attack. I turn round to say to the man from the GPO, "They're not finished. Not yet." And in that second, while I have turned away, Jeff Hurst scores. His shot has hit the bar and dropped behind the line. A cheer goes up, round Wembley and round the room. A cheer and then a hush. The goal is disputed. The goal is allowed. The postman has climbed onto his chair and is waving his arms in the air, and we see it come towards us again. Glory! We are at the end of what we can endure. Extra time passes more slowly than ordinary time. Extra is short for extraordinary. I say aloud, "They should resume normal time." Then it's over. In the dying seconds of it, Hurst scores again. It is won. It is safe. My love, Bobby, and his England are at the pinnacle of the world, and the cities are shouting and weeping their hearts dry.